The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors met yesterday, and we find out what happened with Chair of the Board of Supervisors, Supervisor David Rabbit. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. So the board approved previously funding to deal with the cleanup in the Russian River area after the big floods. How is all that proceeding?
It's going well. We yesterday had to add three items onto our calendar to continue making the improvements that we need, a couple of them being through the water agency. They've suffered some significant damage as well, as you could imagine, because of the flooding. So the cleanup is going well. We got a report yesterday that, you know, the amount of debris is increasing, being calculated, and being disposed of properly. So that's all we can ask for. So we look forward to wrapping that up through the first sweep this week and the second sweep next week.
Now, can you tell us about the appointment of a new law enforcement auditor?
Yeah, we approved actually four personal services agreement yesterday, including our new Eile Arrow, as we call it, or the Independent Office of Law Enforcement Review, and that's Carlene Navarro. And Carlene is a Sonoma County resident, and we are excited to have her in that new position. I think you know, it's a young department. It's only been around a few years, so we need to make sure that we just keep having a top quality person in there, someone to bring it to that next level, and we think Carlene is going to be that person, so we're really excited about that. We approved her contract yesterday, and she starts work today.
Wow, that's great. Pretty quick. And there had been a little bit of concerns. I know that she is married to a judge here in Sonoma County. Are there any concerns about conflict of interest or anything there?
Yeah, we looked into that, and we had an opinion from county council, and no, we don't really think that it would be extremely rare for a conflict to occur. She was also a public defender and a criminal attorney as well. It would only be if she knew someone or it wasn't that she had from a previous client, but even then, you know, attorneys are very, very good about making sure that they avoid conflicts. It's part of their part of the adherence to the bar. So we don't have that much concern over that. We don't think it's likely to happen, but if it does, there are mechanisms in place to avoid it.
That's good. A lot of people are looking into the long-awaited redevelopment in Roseland on along Sebastopol Road. Can you tell us about the latest with that project?
Yeah, we also made some actions yesterday that really moved that project forward in a big way. We actually purchased another piece of land and kind of round out the development of about, 0.6 acres. You know, so that development's got 75 units of affordable housing, 100 units of market-rate housing. That's the first phase of the project in the back. There's a up front. There'll be a, hopefully, a library or Boys and Girls Club structure on the one side, and on the other side, a market or mercado with a outdoor area with food trucks and whatnot. And that's something that's going to go in relatively soon. So that'll kind of give an anchor, we think, to that particular neighborhood that will be a benefit for all. So excited about that. I know it's been a long time coming. These projects, the way they work and the tax credits and all the different funding mechanisms that you need to cobble together do take some time to make sure that you can get the financing right and in place and the contract set. So yesterday was a big day moving forward in that, and we're all excited about that.
Is it more complicated since you sort of started working on that project before it was annexed by Santa Rosa?
I don't think that added to the complexity, although it added to a couple different conversations needed to be had to make sure that the standards that the county had were going to be the same that the city had, and understanding that. I think that, you know, and again, it's just the way that you go about financing affordable housing just takes a while, especially with the redevelopment gone. That was a big chunk of revenue in the past, and that's not there anymore. I think the next challenge will be, you know, how do you pay for the what I'd call the commercial building, which is really a library or Boys and Girls Club, because that becomes a little bit more difficult going forward. That's going to be looking at some other types of funding sources that are going to be have to be a little more creative.
And was there anything else that happened during the supervisors' meeting that you'd like to share?
We had some pretty significant changes in our behavioral health system and health and Some of them sound a little mundane, but they're, I think, really important going forward to make sure that we're going in the right direction. There was a strategic plan that was introduced, and then some contracting issues that came up through that, kind of moving behavioral health in a direction where it needs to go. We had a body-worn camera contract amendment that came forward, so extending that amendment for the Sheriff's Department, you know, that's a big-ticket item as well. It goes up to about $3.5 million. So there's quite a bit of business to be had. We spent the entire day there, as we usually do on a Tuesday, and took care of a lot of these things. So some exciting stuff happening in the neighborhood, and I think that things are on the right track.
That's excellent. Well, we appreciate your update. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Chair of the Board of Supervisors, that is Supervisor David Rabbit.